Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Woohoo! Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just looking up the how to spell reverend, because our own Rachel, Reverend Rachel Love, has a website with her songs, her original songs on it, and these songs are going to be picked up and be famous one day. So you're in on the ground level with her. So reverendlove.org, reverendlove.org. Right, Jenny?
Absolutely. Okay, absolutely. Go. And it does happen just like that.
Yeah. Someone could pick up one of her kind of, what would you call them? Sort of soft country, romantic, fun songs. I mean, what genre is it? Rachel's all over the place.
I think it's Americana.
Oh, very
yeah,
good.
I like it. They're very sweet.
Yes, yes, very sweet. And they make a point. They're not just out of the blue. So promoting other things that we're involved with, before I get to magnesium, the missing link to total health, I'm an adjunct professor at a traditional naturopathic college. It's an online college, but they're certified. They're certified through the American Naturopathic Medical Certification Board. And their website is knowyourwellness.org, knowyourwellness.org. And why I'm bringing them up is that recently they sent us a, let me see if I can find it. They sent us a notice about a kind of a spring sale for their courses. So let me look up Know Your Wellness, which I thought I had. And it's titled Know Your Wellness Spring Fever. And Ginny has the email as well, if you want to send it to Melody Rose, specifically how to get to this spring fever. So what it is, years ago, young people started emailing or getting in touch with me and saying, well, you're a medical doctor and a naturopath. Should I do medicine or naturopathy? And I used to say, do naturopathy, because medicine has gone down the deep, dark hole of drugs, drugs, and more drugs that a normal person can't even keep up with. So drugs have become prescriptive, or there are guidelines for how to treat a disease. You don't study what's the best thing. You don't study anything about diet or nutrition, of course, or dietary supplements. You just have to know what are the top 10 drugs you can give and give to a person for life. So medicine, they've kicked it over. They're in the dark hole. So I started recommending naturopathy. And then when you look up, I guess the most well-known naturopathic college, Bastyr University in Portland, is it? Maybe in Washington State, you look at their annual tuition, and it seems like it's around $30,000 to $40,000 a year. Plus, you have to have housing and this and that and everything. Really expensive. So then, as I said, I'm an adjunct professor with Know Your Wellness. They've got my magnesium information as a module for students in, I guess, one of their supplement courses, and we're sending them our information on yeast overgrowth, because obviously those are my two big products. And I didn't even know how much they charged. I mean, I just sort of danced over that. And what they say about this course, it's accredited, as I said. It's interactive, on-demand, digital, so it's online. It has practicing clinical advisors, professors, and educators, and they have an accelerated track. You can do it through, on your own time. But listen to this: their pricing for a 24-month program is $99 a month. You cut out your three or four, what is it, Starbucks coffee a week, and you've paid for your course. Or full tuition is $2,498 if you want to do self-paced fast track. This is incredible. We looked up another online naturopathic college that we know of, and theirs was twice as much. Now, this is a special. It will increase. We asked the folks we know at the college, and they say at least for a month, and maybe we'll get it dragged out for our people. But what I'm suggesting, and I've been doing it for a while, is young people here on the island, I tell them, do this Know Your Wellness program and get a diploma or degree or whatever. Get something to plaster on your wall. And then you can just recommend our formulas. And I'm talking to people about this because my formulas are, some of them are at the farm store, so people are asking about them. Recommend our formulas and some of the basic things I talk about, and that's your treatment program. Now, I don't know the dozen or more people that do modules and do lectures for this school, so I don't know what they're going to say. I mean, you talk to anyone and they'll say, oh, you need a liver detox, you need a bowel detox, and people have all kinds of notions about what to do for your health and what's covered in traditional naturopathy. I've done them all. I've studied them all. I've recommended some of them, but it's taken me, well, I was going to say it's taken me all this time to figure out what the answer is. Well, what I've done though is learned about the yeast, back in the late 70s, early 80s. So I've known about yeast forever. Magnesium, the early 90s, I learned about that. So I've put together, as you know, my findings, and I used to say what to do. And then when people said I don't have time to read it all and do my own research to find out what to take, then I got into the dietary supplement business. And I know that my handful of dietary supplements are exactly what everybody needs to get their cells healthy. You take our protocol, your body starts to naturally detoxify. You don't have to flush anything out. You don't have to take intravenous glutathione, which now there's an article I'm looking at I might talk about in a couple of weeks where, well, this intravenous glutathione isn't so good for you. Seriously, anytime you try to really overdo any of these vitamins, minerals, herbs, you have to be organic because now they're all contaminated. And with nutrients, you know what I say, the only one you can take in high amounts is magnesium, REMAG. So what I'm saying as well is you may need a diploma or degree if you want to talk about health with people. They're going to start coming after people who make recommendations. Oh, you're not licensed to talk about this. Seriously, if you want to be helpful to your friends and family with good information and good products, you might have to have a degree or diploma. So I suggest that anybody, yourself or any young people that you know for looking at the medical industry, tell them to check out this Know Your Wellness Traditional Naturopathy, $99 a month, or like $2,500 for a 2-year program. So, Ginny, what have I left out?
Well, I think that was very well stated. I mean, you were very clear. In order to tell people and share your faith about your supplementation, what you've learned from me, and how to take care of your body, you're probably going to need to be a degreed professional. So if you're going to do that, do it now while it's inexpensive and this is a very good accredited program. And I agree with you on all those things.
And just remember, they're going to say that the professors, clinicians, they don't know what even you know from what you've read and heard from me.
Oh gosh.
Right? So,
Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
you're going to be coming back to this show and say, well, you know, they told me to do this. What do you think? And there's a lot of, super detox people out there who think you just have to flush yourself. Seriously, a lot of the male practitioners, they just go gung ho. They take the allopathic approach to naturopathy, and you don't do that. The craziness of all the diets now, people just step back, and you can't cure anything with diet anymore because on whole, the food, whatever's being grown now, it's not what our body really requires. The whole planet is kind of toxic and everything. I had this, I thought a kind of a bright person, asking me on email, a friend, just over the weekend about, well, what do you think about a vegan diet? And if he's listening, I apologize, but I told him, he said, what would you suggest as the most natural and least processed, powerful vegan source of the 9 essential amino acids? Now, I think there's 22, but and items to improve into being a superman. And I said, well, I don't recommend a vegan diet because it's low in lysine, tryptophan, methionine, and phenylalanine. And that my foster daughter finally quit her veganism when her teeth started falling out because she didn't have enough protein. And, to be a healthy, ascending person, you have to take all our formulas. And then, well, if one was going to get lysine, this is what he says back. If one was going to get lysine, tryptophan, methionine, phenylalanine from a vegan source, what would be the best source? I said, I don't know. It's Googleable. And about all the case says, all the chemicals, plastics, man-made processes come from petroleum. And other disgusting things. Are glass, clay, porcelain, and metals best way to store and use natural nutrients and water? Now, seriously, this is exactly what I did in my Future Health Now online program back in the early 2000s when I thought I could educate people. And I was looking at everything, and it just got, well, people finally in 2008 said they just didn't have time to read it, just tell them what to take. And I said, back to that question about, how do we protect ourselves from all these toxins? And I said, there's no need, in quotes, because I don't like the word need. There's no need to be fanatic. Just take all the formulas, including our RNA drops, and they have the building blocks to take care of everything. Seriously, I've gone through all the things you're asking, including diet, and I'm saying the formulas are the answer. And then he kept at it. Do any of the formulas contain anything but vegan sources? So he wants to do the vegan thing. He's heard it'll make him into a god, I guess. And I said, our restructure protein powder contains whey. And I think that's the only non-vegan. Would you say, Jenny? That restructure?
Is the only non-vegan product we have. Let me think real quick. I believe, oh, yes, I believe so.
And even then, it's a whey powder that, well, it is a whey powder from dairy. But in terms of casein and lactose that people can be allergic to, it's low to nil on those. So, I mean, people get into these, I don't know, kind of brainwashing periods of their life, and they hear that veganism is so whatever. I mean, yeah. So enough said. Enough said.
Well, let me just say this. There's a new morality to the veganism because they think it's their reasonable service to do on behalf of the climate. They've been taught and convinced that, cows excrete methane and methane is, of the devil and all the rest of this. So, there's an uptick in this inquiry about veganism, but, we just know for a fact that we are not a problem on this planet. We belong here along with the rest of the species, and everybody has their role. And, eating a cow, I just refuse to allow anybody to. Now, I don't eat a lot of red meat, but I'm not going to tell somebody I can't eat red meat because it's doing something to the climate. Until we sign the Global Vegan World Treaty No Cows Now Act, I'm not doing anything like that. It's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, there is. Yeah, and there is. Yeah, I won't get into the whole vegan vegetarianism. As I said, I saw my foster daughter just get so fanatic about it, and she only shifted her stance when she started to notice horrible side effects, even though she'd been putting up with chronic insomnia for 20 years, and she would never believe it was due to her diet. Every time she went to one of the gurus, and she was doing consultations, for Pete's sakes. She was consulting with people, telling them to be vegans. And she'd go to David Wolf or, some of these people, Avocado, somebody or other, David Avocado, and they just tell her to be stricter. That was their answer. So, and you've heard me say as well, only 4% of the North American population is vegan or vegetarian. And if it was more of a magic pill, you would think more people would be vegan, vegetarian. So yeah, it's being used against and for the agenda of climate change, which is being disproven every day. Every day. Okay, Jenny, shall I move on to testimonials?
Yes, please.
Testimonies. Just I have to be quick about this. There's just so many. So I'll just the highlights. Your customer service is top notch, quick to respond, positive tones, pleasure to work with, great product, easy re resolution process, awesome, prompt, informed, and from a human. Of course, that's so, I mean, nobody has human customer service anymore. Great job reaching out. Super online chat. Cleared up my queries with knowledge and clarity. Couldn't ask for better, more personal attention. Super helpful, fast, clear communication. Quick understanding, effective. I mean, it's amazing. Thanks for all the help. I always get excellent help at Dr. Dean's website. And I guess this is sort of a, t oh, it's a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Dr. Dean. I was just telling my integrative medicine doctor yesterday how very helpful REMAG and Realign were to me 5 years ago when I was needing a big boost just to walk two long blocks to the park. After a period of time on both of them, I was able to make the walk. It was so wonderful and liberating. I'm still using REMAG regularly and others when I can. I appreciate your product line so much and all your time and effort to develop them and continuing to market them. God bless you real big on your birthday and always. And hello to your wonderful staff and customer service and back at the warehouse. Thanks over and over again. So that was very sweet. Now, magnesium, the missing link to total health. I hope everybody's purchasing it. We're doing very well in the sales rankings, but we're just going to keep promoting it. I'm doing a lot of videos and podcasts that you can find somewhere at drcarolindean.com. Where do people find my links to the current interviews, Jenny? She's
Uh,
coming. Don't
you mean
worry.
like you mean the podcasts you're doing right now?
Yeah.
They're all being featured on our social media. So if you go through Instagram, you can find them. You can find them on one of our websites. I think it's drcarolindean.com. I'll double check right now. And then we don't really keep them at rnareset.com in case Carolyn talks about products and refers to medical conditions. So that's why they're at drcarolindean.com. And I'll get a link for Melody Rose.
Yeah. So just keep up with that. And it's a type of thing where you might want to send them on to friends and family if you're trying to explain about magnesium. A picture is worth a thousand words. So that could be helpful. And we continue to get po book testimonials. Our professional line people are gathering them from our professionals and they'll go up. Somewhere will they go on the drcarolindean.com website, Jenny?
The comments from the professionals are at RNA Reset, and I will send that's on the missing link page because they're all testimonials and they're not medical claims. So I know it's so crazy to sort all this stuff out, but I'll give Melody Rose the link for that, okay?
Okay. So this is from Marietta Lehman. Herbalist and owner of Bramble Patch Herb Store. And she's saying the book Magnesium, the Missing Link to Total Health by Dr. Carol Dean contains really good information that is important to know. Exclamation. Two of the most important things magnesium does is to regulate calcium and activate vitamin D. It may not be the only supplement to take, but it is the most important one. The challenge is that there are hurdles to getting enough of it because it is blocked by many things, including herbicides, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, and more. When customers are undeterred and supplement sufficiently, it is amazing to witness how beneficial magnesium is. And then Nathan Horning, he writes, Magnesium, the missing link to total health, gets right to the point. It contains the nuts and bolts about magnesium and is easy to read. Being short and comprehensive serves the wide audience of people who need to become better informed about the importance of magnesium supplementation. So that's perfect. And who is this? I mean, they're Elena Polland. She's a homeopath. I think I mentioned hers before. It's a concise summary. Of the research and clinical experience in small digestible pieces. Then Laura Keegan, Life Force Family Health. Anyone can pick up Dr. Carolyn Dean's new release, Magnesium, the Missing Link to Total Health, and within a few minutes, be in awe of what magnesium can do for their health. And she says, her best-selling book, The Magnesium Miracle, a magnum opus on magnesium, brought crucial information on magnesium to the readers, including myself. Her understanding and explanations of how magnesium works in our bodies are even more accessible in her latest book, etc. And Matt Kaufman of Kaufman's Treasures, probably health food store, says a well-researched book on magnesium and the benefits of having optimal levels, a definite go-to on the subject of magnesium deficiencies and health-related magnesium benefits. Just two questions today. Someone said, ask, can picolated magnesium, so that should be picometer magnesium, help with vagus nerve toning to help with blood pressure, fainting from digestion upset, and getting overheated during a hike? So yes, the vagus nerve. I was trying to pull up my missing link copy, but I only ended up finding my magnesium miracle. So I do talk a lot about the vagus nerve in the magnesium miracle. Well, magnesium helps regulate all the nerves and muscles in the body. So it's going to have an effect on the vagus nerve. It's going to help balance it, tone it down, keep it from getting irritated, because you ha can have vagus nerve irritation due to magnesium deficiency that can affect the lungs and cause symptoms of asthma. So yes, definitely magnesium is going to help anything to do with innervation further to the about the lungs. The vagus nerve and its branches innervate the trachea, lungs, heart, esophagus, and stomach. Thus, a trigger-happy vagus nerve can cause you to cough as your heart beats erratically. And that those are the symptoms I had with my heart palpitations. Vagus nerve may be hyper-irritable due to magnesium deficiency and can cause you to get either an attack, a lung lungs or heart when you drink a cold drink. So here's the paragraph in the Magnesium Miracle. Another client told me that doctors thought she was crazy when she said a cold drink of water could leave her anxious, gasping for breath with an attack of arrhythmia. She was very grateful when I explained that her vagus nerve may be hyper irritable due to magnesium deficiency and could cause these symptoms when irritated by cold water or even cold food. So the vagus nerve is, wrapped up beside your esophagus in the stomach. So if you, yeah, maybe it's causing brain freeze when you eat ice cream. So the coldness will then irritate the vagus nerve and cause symptoms. And what is our questioner saying? Let me go back to that. To help with blood pressure, low blood pressure, it would be fainting from digestion upset and getting overheated during a hike. I mean, yes. So let's get that REMAG built up. And then this second question by Perry. He says, I started an irregular heartbeat after my wife died about 6 years ago. So that's a bit of broken heart syndrome there, which is related to magnesium deficiency. My doctor gave me medicine that made me feel horrible. I discovered you and your magnesium was able to get off the drug and went over a year without an incident. In the last few days, the irregular heartbeat has come back. What can you suggest I do? How much magnesium can I safely take per day? So, I mean, magnesium is very, very safe. If you have, quote, too much, you'll get the laxative effect. But if you take all your 2 or 3 teaspoons all at once, that can be laxative. So we recommend people do their sea salted water, put their 2 or 3 teaspoons of magnesium in the water and sip that through the day. But perhaps Perry also needs picopotassium, or maybe the vitamin D is low, or I mean there are several things that should be looked at, because we don't see REMAG as a medicine that's going to treat your irregular heartbeat. It heals the muscle cells and the nerve cells so that the heart will beat properly and regularly, but there are other nutrients that are required. So, Ginny, yeah, we're almost at the half hour mark. Let me stop and ask if there are questions.
Yes, very good. We do have a couple questions here this evening. One of them is from Nara, and she's saying, I'm having outpatient surgery tomorrow. When should I take probiotics to counter the effect of the antibiotics?
Well, even like if you go home on antibiotics, then you could take it a few hours after or before your antibiotics. You could take them last thing at night, our probiotics, our Flora Revive, and certainly take them for a few weeks after the antibiotic, but also, we do recommend Pico Silver to deal with the imbalance that's going to be caused by the antibiotics. I mean, to wait until the day before. I mean, this is the type of thing we'd like people to call customer service, a week or so before, so that they can get things lined up. But Ginny, is there anything else that customer service would say to Nara?
Well, just, be using the Pico Silver too. Yeah.
Yeah. But see, I don't know if Nara has our products. It's a day before surgery. You know,
I see.
you have to prepare yourself. All of anybody listening, and this is what the next blog is going to kind of be about. But go ahead with the questions, Ginny.
Okay. So, Nara, just type in the chat real quick and let us know what you have on hand. Do you have Flora Revive? Do you have Pico Silver? Because if you do, usually you would be in the regular rhythm of doing it. And then it would just be more of a question of how long do I suspend it or do I have to suspend it at all type of a thing. So, let us know what you've got on hand. All right. And then Carolyn can fill in the gaps there. And the next one, Diana's asking, my son has TMJ. And he's worried that it could develop into trigeminal neuralgia. Sometimes his mouth and teeth feel slightly numb as the day progresses. What do you recommend for that, Carolyn?
Well, TMJ people really should have a bite plate, a dental bite plate, because the temporomandibular joint syndrome is usually caused by teeth grinding, especially at night, and it happens due to magnesium deficiency. I had TMJ, but I certainly don't have TMJ anymore, and it I mean, I don't know that it would turn into trigeminal neuralgia. That's where the nerve in the TMJ area is attacked by a virus or a blast of cold or something. It's not an injury due to grinding. But, there's a fear-based thing going on here. So just get him saturated with Remag. But in the meantime, he might need that dental bite plate, which he probably already has.
Very good. Excellent. Okay, excellent. Our questions, we're caught up on our questions.
Very good. So this week's blog, which you'll find at drcarolindean.com, toward the bottom, there's a list of my blogs. And this one is The Biology of Cancer and Total Biology. So we know cancers, the topic is in the air. What with, our dear Kate Middleton being diagnosed, I'd say it's either bowel cancer or ovarian cancer. And King Charles has cancer. They're not saying what his is. It's probably prostate cancer. There's a total biology thing with both of those conditions. I mean, just briefly, yeah, if King Charles has prostate cancer, it's that cancer in total biology has to do with what the brain is thinking about its progeny, its descendants. And if there's conflict with its descendants, think of Harry and Meghan and King Charles's grandchildren, then the prostate or the brain in worrying about, oh my gosh, I've lost my descendants. They're no longer with me. I need more descendants. This is the primitive function of the what we call the hind brain. It's thinking, okay, well, I got to make more sperm. I got to make more prostate fluid. I get to fix this. And the prostate will start growing new cells. And then those new cells, they're not looked upon as a way to get new progeny. They're diagnosed as cancer. So that's King Charles. Now, Kate Middleton, then she'll be Queen Kate, in the not too distant future. If it's bowel cancer, it's like you're just not able to deal with the crap in your world. Again, it may be a Harry and Meghan situation, but when you can't deal with the crap, your bowel starts producing more cells to try to get rid of the crap. Oh man. And in terms of the ovary, I mean, if it's ovarian cancer, I don't know what to say about that because I don't know anything about Kate. So I'll just leave it at that. So now I didn't put that. That's not in the blog. That's just an aside. But in terms of cancer, okay. A 2024 public health statistic finds that every day, 1,700 people in the US are dying of cancer. That's almost 70 people an hour. 1,700 people a day, 70 people an hour. It's crazy. Cancer is catching up to heart disease as the biggest killer. Cancer was actually a rare disease when I went to medical school in the mid 70s. Now it's slated to be the number one killer. And so I just said it's time I took a closer look. And I do that through the lens of the conflict of disease and practical metabolic therapy. And I don't talk about cancer a lot because that really gets you in trouble with the FDA if you claim you can treat cancer. And this, I mean, this blog is not saying I can treat cancer at all, but it's giving you a handle on how to look at it and how to take care of yourself. And that's where, I said with, the last question about Nara, you've got to prepare for these things. And in the past number of years, I've talked about total biology and German New Medicine and the conflict basis of disease as the key to deconstructing cancer. That may help us understand the psychology of cancer and why people succumb, but there's also the metabolic basis of disease. I think if we can master both causes, we can defeat cancer. So German New Medicine came out of Germany with the work of Dr. Gerd Hommer, Hamer. Total biology arose in France with the work of Dr. Claude Sabah, Sabbah. There was some cross communication between the two doctors. And then, of course, they had a falling out like everybody. I studied total biology because I came to Canada through French-speaking Quebec and was taught by naturopath Dr. Gilbert Renault, Renault. The premise is that disease is the result of the body trying to solve a conflict, which ends up creating physical symptoms. Recognizing and acknowledging the conflict can help resolve the physical issues. So Dr. Hommer's story was he's passed away since. He was an oncologist and psychiatrist in Germany, who faced a tragedy when his son was fatally wounded. He sat by his son's bedside for several months, unable to save his life. Here he was a double doctor and he couldn't do anything for his son. 3 months after his son died, Dr. Hommer developed testicular cancer and his wife developed ovarian cancer. Dr. Hommer was shocked by these coincidences. Were their bodies trying to stimulate the organs that could give them another child. When Harmer searched his cancer patient's files, he found that all his patients had suffered a shock before their cancer diagnosis. They had a major conflict that they thought couldn't be resolved. Consider this example. A child is in intensive care and the mother is devastated. Her body tries to solve the problem of being unable to nurture her child by stimulating the milk ducts to produce more cells and more milk. When the child survives and is safe at home, the clump of new cells begins to resolve, which is often when it is noticed after being irritating or painful and is misdiagnosed as cancer. And then I give my total biology story, which I won't do for the 100th time because Bob will scream. So I suggest the following German New Medicine resources, which seem more robust and organized than total biology at this time. So you can go to the article at Dr. Carol Dean and see the DannyCarroll.com. He has educational information and Danny dash Carroll.com. You can enter your email and receive a free 400-page ebook by Dr. Hammer called The Psychic Roots of Diseases. And you also should read Danny Carroll's book, Terminal Cancer is a Misdiagnosis. Now, for the metabolic treatment of cancer, that's what naturopathic medicine is kind of all about, and detoxing and diet and all the rest of it. So, there's a doctor who's really got some good information that's easy to understand. Dr. Thomas Seyfried, Seyfried, and that's who you should follow. So he talks about cancer tumors are driven by damaged mitochondria, unable to use oxygen to make energy. And of course, anytime you hear about mitochondria, you think magnesium to keep them healthy. So when the mitochondria are damaged, the body turns on a more primitive process of producing energy called fermentation, makes energy without oxygen. And it just so happens that cancer cells are fed by this fermentation process that uses glucose and the amino acid glutamine. So this is a long-held theory that finally is coming around again. Seyfried says switch to a low-carb diet, which stops putting glucose into the fermentation cycle to feed cancer cells. And so that's like it's a ketosis. He's talking about the keto diet. And he, for his cancer patients, he developed a glucose ketone index calculator to help a person stay in ketosis. Cancer cells can't burn ketones and fats. They only burn glucose and glutamine. Now, I mean, this is, it's so, there's so many complexities in healthy these days. I think of a recent Mercola article I read where he says, oh, all this business about glucose is bad for you is not true. I'm eating 400 grams of carbohydrates now, whereas on the keto diet, you want to stay below 50. And I'm fine. My insulin is just fine. So he's going on the whole diabetes, insulin, glucose track, not thinking about this cancer cells being fed by glucose. But he'll come out with another article in a month and, go in the opposite direction. It's all about balance. And what this article that I'm reading out here is to help you balance the information about total biology, the conflict of disease. Do not hold conflict in your brain. Try to talk it out or figure it out. The other day at the farm store, someone said, "Oh, recognize me." She said, "Oh, I saw you on a podcast. Are you Dr. Dean?" And she had what looked like rheumatoid fingers, and she said her blood tests were normal and everything. And we talked a bit. She's on a couple of the products. And then I said, well, think about the con. Is there a conflict where your hands want to grab or grip something that's out of your grasp? You're trying to grab onto a job, a relationship, a property, a something, and it's out of your grasp. Then your fingers are going to get stuck in this grabbing posture and can get deformed. And it was like, the light bulb going on above her head. So th these things can just be that easy for you to focus on. Well, in terms of the total biology, what's the conflict? And with this diet, it's like just cut back, stop the sugar. Now, the glutamine, as I said, the glutamine and glucose are what feeds the cancer cells. We can't stop eating glutamine because it's the most abundant amino acid in the body. And Dr. Seyfried says he's working with a safe glutamine targeting drug that unfortunately has limited availability because it's not accepted by the FDA. And I give the name of it in the article, but I don't know if people can find it. But that would be something where, if you, heaven forbid, if you have cancer, then you start doing your research to find such a treatment. So what's the plan? Avoid sugar, pursue a keto diet as much as possible, do periodic fasting, but keep your complete formulas. Just fasting 1 to 3 days every 3 months. Avoid substances and circumstances that damage the mitochondria. That's the environmental toxins, chemicals in our air, food and water, medications, stress, and excel in healing your mitochondria with all the complement formulas, your picometer magnesium, multiple minerals, silver, zinc plus copper, whole food vitamins, A, B, C, D, E, K2, and essential fatty acids in our omega-3 algae. I finish, well, then I have a heading. What nutrients stand out as cancer cures? So I learned about the nutrients for the prevention and treatment of cancer in my naturopathic training from the late 1970s. All antioxidants seem to have a role in keeping cells on the straight and narrow. However, the most important ones seem to be selenium, vitamin C, and vitamin A. Selenium may be the easiest to take and the most helpful. Vitamin C is usually recommended intravenously, which is not available to most of the public, and vitamin A in high doses can be toxic. But selenium first caught my attention as helpful in the prevention and treatment of AIDS and cancer. I follow the work of Dr. Harold Foster, Canadian selenium researcher. I recommend his paper, Selenium and Cancer, A Geographical Perspective. It's available at the Orthomolecular News site, and there's the link in the article. And selenium, it's a trace element that's essential for human health. It may help decrease cancer risk by repairing DNA damage, reducing oxidative stress, boosting the immune system, and destroying cancer cells. However, selenium supplements may also have negative effects when used in too high doses. That's why the selenium in our Remite is only 40 micrograms per dose, and 2 doses a day are recommended. The FDA says the safe upper limit of selenium is 400 micrograms. And I just end by saying, as I mentioned earlier, if you want more information, more encouragement to drop your fear of cancer, please follow Danny Carroll and Dr. Thomas Seyfried. So I've read through most of this article because it is so darned important that you face the possibility that someone near you may have the conflict or have the toxicity and develop symptoms which are being called cancer. And we want you to not have this information, to know it, so that you can do something about it. So, Jenny, what do you say about all that?
Abundantly and beautifully stated.
100%. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Awesome.
Absolutely perfect. And I just want to say, one thing that I learned, I'm always learning something from you. In the blog, you specifically said that people will have a shock before they get the cancer. And yes, I just never heard it spoken so succinctly, because it's usually told a story around like the guy losing his child or whatever. But when you think about a person having a shock, they could have gotten cancer because they lost their job and they weren't prepared and it shocked them. I mean, the idea that cancer is a stress response to an emotional or mental shock is pretty crazy, because there's a lot of shocking stuff happening.
Oh my gosh, right. Wow. Yeah, and they do say the cancer rates are going up and they're trying to figure out what's causing it. But yes, I say in a lot of my interviews recently that we're all in PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. We're all in a state of shock. And it's like you're going around in a bit of a daze and you're a little unstable and feeling a little ungrounded. That's where you want to be taking more Remag. You want to get out in nature and you want to be smiling at people and have them smile back. So you restore your humanity. You want to take your RNA reset drops because they bring back the life force. We have had our life force sucked out of us.
Yes,
How's
100%.
that for a statement, Jenny?
Yes, that's awesome. And I was just reading an article today on superoxide dismutase, which is a major antioxidant, that's a defense against oxidative stress in the body. And guess where naturally occurring superoxide dismutase enzymes come from? Unbelievably, barley.
No, wow,
Yeah.
barley, which is what our RNA drops are. That's pretty awesome. And of course, magnesium has a huge role to play in superoxide dismutase, and I think copper and selenium do as well.
Yes. Isn't that neat?
So yes, all our formulas carry everything we need. All the building blocks are there.
Very good. Now, Diana added, she said 200 micrograms of thorn selenium for osteoporosis. I take Remag, Remite, and Pico potassium. But Diana, I think you already get the thing about a standalone. I don't know what thorn is like, but is it formulated with the other ones, like with ours that has the zinc and other balancers with it, I wonder. So,
And it wouldn't be picometer.
yeah, any pill or powder is no bueno, man. Anybody who's spending money on pills or powders that's on this chat line, I want you to do a favor. Just raise your right hand and bring it down to your hips and give yourself a little tap on the butt and say, no, don't do that anymore. Pills and powders are ridiculous. They are.
Funny.
There's nothing. It's just terrible, you guys. Terrible. They don't, unless you've got ours that are food-based, non-synthetic. You know?
It's hard for us to keep on attacking other supplements, and that's why we mostly just promote our own and wait for people to ask us about a supplement. But most of them are compounds, like the selenium. Thorn selenium is pro well, it would have to be a compound, and then a compound in the bloodstream has to disassociate into its two parts, selenium and whatever else it is, selenium chloride, I don't know, selenium sulfate, anyway. And then in that ionic state that just is present for split second, it's absorbed. What we've been so miraculously able to do with our chemist is create a stabilized selenium that stays stable for years at a time, sitting in its little bottle. And we've done tests to prove that. And that selenium jumps into the cells and gets to work. Because we really have no knowledge of the absorption at the cellular level of these nutrients. Through New Capstone, through my company, New Capstone, we're doing the studies to show that the ionized magnesium test is the most important one for testing for ions of magnesium that are the necessary size for absorption. And this testing, it's used in research and in ICUs and not much else, but one of the sidebars of our testing was to freeze the blood of our human participants in our first study. They were frozen. 2 years later, they were unfrozen and retested under the IMAG, the ionized magnesium machine, and the level of magnesium in that frozen blood was exactly the same as the level when it was done 2 years prior. That means we can start telling the research community that they can freeze the magnesium blood test, the IMAG blood test, and send it to a specialty lab. They can unfreeze it and test it, and we'll start getting some accurate levels of blood tests because we haven't got a clue what people are suffering because they're stuck with the sear magnesium blood test, which only tests 1% of the magnesium is in the blood. And so it's just testing this tiny, tiny little bit that is kept at always a controlled level because the heart is so dependent on magnesium. If the magnesium level in the blood dips a little bit, it's dragged out of your soft tissues and muscles. So, and bones and muscles, I should say. So, we're doing a huge service to the whole magnesium community by doing this testing, and we know the importance of it. Anyway, that I could and I will go on and on. My gosh, Jenny, it's almost the top of the hour. What are we to do? Any more questions?
Yeah, I have one more question, and then I want to say this too. Just out of curiosity, and I promise not to get mad, if you guys want to send us a list of the products that you're taking outside of the products that Dr. Dean's created, and I promise I won't get upset, I would love Carolyn to break down some of the things that you're doing. And, show with you maybe some of the places that you might be causing too much stress on your body based on what you're taking. And as a matter of fact, this happened a couple months ago, excuse me, months. It was probably a year or so ago. One of our wonderful over 80 club members was taking an unbelievable amount of stuff. And it was actually causing so much digestive distress. And what he said was, I just want to know what Dr. Dean's doing. And she told him, and she said, you've got to cut out this, 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 this. And there were like three different kinds of magnesium. And it was just really over the top. So if one or two of you want to send that into customer service next week, we'll do a little blog or something about it. We won't mention your name. We won't get upset. It's just that people really don't understand that you are so well covered by these formulas. And a perfect example is superoxide dismutase. Here, it's something that in naturally occurs in the drops, is supported by the REMAG, is supported by our other minerals, and it's something that you don't have to, supplement for. And yet, somebody sent me a superoxide dismutase SOD, they call it, supplement today picture, and said, "I think I'm thinking about getting this." I was like, "Oh, you don't have to do that."
Because where are you getting it from? How can you take a natural enzyme or chemical naturally made in the body and expect it to be made from a coal tar derivative? They're all synthetic. You can make a chemical look like another chemical, but it will be the mirror image. You look at your two hands, and if you want your enzyme to be look like your right hand, you can't substitute your left hand because your thumb is out of place. You can't put the mirror image on top of the other. And that's what arises when you use synthetics. The chemical looks the same on paper. All the C, the carbons, hydrogens, and oxygens look the same, but they're a different conformation, and the body won't accept it into their kind of a lock. If we think there's kind of a lock and key, the key won't fit. So people are just being confused by the marketing of all these products. I go on to some of these doctor websites, and they've got 100 products. And I don't know how people are expected to figure out what to take. And if most of them are tablets, for example, they have got to have binders and fillers and things that keep that tablet together. And I've had the occasion of having telephone clients in the past being on hundreds of pills a day because people. They want to be healthy. They'll read something about superoxide dismutase and think, "Oh, that's going to help me." And it probably won't. And you've all had the experience if you're on our formulas of feeling better because you these picometer sized minerals, they work. And the others, you're just sort of buying the marketing. You're buying the words, paying for the words, and expecting the words to help you, and they're not.
It's really something, and we just want to support and educate. We really do, and that's what I mean, no pills and powders. It's not really effective for your body. So let us help you if you want to just share. Look, I'm taking all, here's what I take of Dr. Dean's, and then here's this whole other list of things that I'm taking, and let us help you just sort it out, because also these products are all expensive. Why take something if you don't need it? Why spend additional money? At some point, with, like, say, for example, in osteoporosis, that the solution probably is much more exercise. Bone density can only be supported to a certain degree by mineralization. And then it's a question. Carolyn walks 2 hours every day. 2 hours every day with weights, you guys, to keep her bone density up. I don't do that, but I do yoga or some kind of a resistance training every single day, 5 days a week. Movement and weights and resistance training and everything else like that is also very, very important for osteoporosis. Very important. So here's a Bonnie Montgomery asking, I have a friend who has a bone scan that's showing bone loss, and she's only 60 and she's a hardcore vegan. So what would Dr. Dean suggest as far as RNA reset supplements are concerned?
Well, all our formulas, of course, we can't just say it's only going to be magnesium because when you're a vegan, she'd need our restructure as well. I don't know if she'll take it because it has whey, but My foster daughter, I don't know if I said it in this hour, but because she wasn't getting enough protein in her vegan diet, her teeth started falling out. And I'm sure she was developing osteoporosis because there's a soft tissue structure of our bone. It's the bone matrix onto which the minerals bind. It's very high in collagen, and collagen has amino acids, and we get our amino acids from protein, and there's not necessarily enough in a vegan diet. I mean, what were the ones I said that my friend was trying to tell me, but or I was saying to my friend that you're going to be low in the tryptophan, lysine, methionine, and phenylalanine. And we have methionine in our reline because it is so important. We have lysine, extra lysine in our restructure. So, yeah, I don't know what to say to vegans anymore because I know even with viral conditions, I had vegetarian patients who had hepatitis in my practice, and they did not get better until they started eating animal protein. So yeah, it's interesting, Ginny mentioning about they were working all these young people up to thinking that vegetarianism is bad for the planet and the climate. Well, it's bad for a lot of people's health. You really have to work hard at a vegetarian diet. My farmer and his family are vegetarians, although the boys aren't that keen anymore. Yeah, my grandsons, when my daughter was doing vegan vegetarian with them at age 12, they rebelled and they started eating the good stuff. So anyway, let enough said. What do you say? What do you say to enough said, Ginny?
We'll give the run. You know what? Next week, Bonnie, we're going to be doing the radio show. I believe is going to be on bone health, because Carolyn just sent me her blog a couple days ago. So why don't you do this? Have her call in with you on and Matthew said calling text writing into the chat line saying I agree. I was vegan vegetarian. So Bonnie, why don't you have your girlfriend come on the show with you and listen next week? And Carolyn will run it down because it is the whole lattice of things. And, it'll give her a chance to really process what's occurring because bone loss is not something that you want to have in your experience for sure. But exercise is also important. All the minerals, obviously, vitamin D, obviously, and of obviously the source of your food. But we're going to go over it in even more depth next week, right, Carolyn?
Right, and I think it serves deserves mentioning or whatever that bones are not just calcium and magnesium and boron and all the other things we talk about. There's this soft tissue matrix that requires protein, and
Yeah.
I think that's where people are kind of missing out on the whole picture because we don't talk about that enough. And collagen. What's the promoter of making collagen? It's vitamin C. It's our whole C capsules. So when you ask which my friend take, well, it's all the minerals. It's vitamin C. It's going to be the essential fatty acids, vitamin D, which helps grab your calcium, and of course the magnesium that balances the calcium. Vitamin K2, which along with magnesium sends the calcium to the bones. So that's why to me it's just so terrifyingly comedic that doctors will say, oh, you just need to take Fosamax for your bones and you'll
Yeah.
be fine.
My gosh, can you imagine?
Oh my gosh. And Fosamax, it kills off what's called the osteo. Clasts. There's osteoblasts that make osteobone, and osteoclasts remodel bone. And in the remodeling, you break down bone, and some of it is lost, but then you pick up more bone. So these brilliant, comedically terrifying doctors said, "Oh, we'll just kill the osteoclasts and we won't break down bone." So without the remodeling ability of the osteoclast, the minerals just dumped onto the bones and made bones even more brittle than they were before. So we'll never have a drug that fixes these problems that are nutrient deficiency problems. It's obvious.
Okay, we've got some questions in the chat, but we're 11 minutes over on the show time. So we're going to take these questions and
That's
ask.
okay. That's okay.
Want to answer them? Okay. Any supplements in your product line that would help dissolve the body dissolve blood clots? My husband is very fit, but he suffers from a large DVT in his entire left leg, and the clots are not dissolving by themselves as fast as he would like.
Wow. Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, this is off the top. You've never heard me say this before, but if you can find a qualified doctor, a medical doctor that gives intramuscular ozone injections, you can help move that blood away. With my fall on my elbow, I could have had, I didn't have a blood clot, but I had blood from my fingertips to my armpit. And what helped me was ozone injections. So, in terms of our products, I mean, magnesium keeps calcium from clotting blood, but it's already an existing clot. I would be putting our Remag balm all down the leg, but for something like that, I'm saying something kind of off the wall and something. I mean, we certainly don't sell ozone injections, but that's personally what I have done.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. And that's a great strategy. And what is the name? Dr. Schallenberger, is it?
Yes.
Yeah,
Dr.
Dr. Schallenberger out in Carson City, Nevada, Christina, is actually the world's leading expert on ozone and ozone use, and he trains ozone doctors. And so you may be able to find an ozone specialist in your area. Nancy's asking, I need help with Lyme, please. Do you have any quick summary on Lyme's disease care?
Well, that's everything plus yeast treatment. Lyme hates, they either love or hate magnesium. They'll steal magnesium, but if you take high amounts of magnesium, they don't like that. If it's ongoing Lyme, the Picosolver for sure and the Flora-Revive. And if it's old Lyme, then you're in a total body meltdown situation, and that's all the products. Now, Nancy, I recognize the name Nancy. I think Nancy's been around for a while. I'm sure she's talked to customer service, and hopefully you keep up with customer service and then step by step try to work through what's going on. Do you need to consult with somebody doing total biology to know if some of these things are being held in your body for a reason due to conflict. So I would open that door as well, Nancy.
Very good. Okay, excellent. All right. Christina said she really appreciates the advice. Nancy, if you need any additional support, I'm going to chat it in the type it in the chat. It's questions, QUESTIONS, at drcarolyndean.com is the email to use, and Melody Rose will get the rest of your questions to Dr. Dean after the show for answers. So I think we've got everybody supported. Thank you,
We have
everybody.
a raised hand if you want to take another moment.
Oh, a
No,
raised
I don't think so. I
hand.
don't think it's too late.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So next week, Ko'ule has already volunteered to turn in her list of what she's doing and get a Dr. Dean analysis. So we're opening up that opportunity, and we will definitely do it in a wonderful way. And Carolyn won't tell me about it, so I don't get upset. But the point is, we are happy to support you guys. We really just want you to do everything. Matthew, welcome to the show. Thank you for typing in. It's just fantastic. And he's saying, I'm 50 years old in good health. He just the one who stopped being a vegan, Carolyn. And real quick, Remag,
Wow.
Recalcia, vitamin C, and RNA reset. So anything else he should be doing in your estimation?
Well, I'd get the vitamin D blood test to see, and the omega-3 testing to see if those would be helpful. I tended to ignore those, but when I got my vitamin D test, it was only 19. And you're supposed to be around 60 for the benefits, and my omega-3 was down too, and that's I think that's probably where I made the omega-3 from algae because I've always burped omega-3s, so those two are surprising, or can be surprising when you do a blood test and find out you're low, and they're going to come in handy as a preventative. So that's what I'd look at, Matthew. Thank you for asking.
Okay, fantastic. All right. That's an all-time record, Rachel. 17 minutes over the top of the show, you guys. Dr. Dean did a marathon tonight. Thank you, everybody, for being here, participating, writing in, chatting in. Melanie Rose being excellent as usual. She posted every link, all the different shows that you've been on, Carolyn, through all the Instagram and such. She really did a fantastic job with all the links tonight, as she always does. So thank you, everybody. Just great show. Thank you, Rachel. Everybody, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Mahalo, everyone.
Mahalo.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.